Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. We found out what the lockdown is like in Lourdes. We're now going to the States. Brendan Ring. Brendan, good afternoon. You're in Cleveland, Ohio, but tell us what is happening there, Brendan.
Well, yeah, Joe, I run a pub called Nighttown, which is a James Joyce themed pub. We've been around for 55 years. I'm originally from Castlevania. And I decided this week voluntarily to close down my restaurant because the COVID is completely out of control here. Right. To put it in perspective, if it was Ireland and we were at your rates, we'd have 600 cases a day in Ohio. And yesterday we had 12,000 cases.
Good God.
It's terrible. It's absolutely awful over here. And so I decided, for the health of my staff and my customers, I was going to hit the pause button for 6 or 8 weeks till this thing calms down, because just in the last couple of weeks, it's getting so close that now everyone knows someone that's got it and everyone knows someone that's died from it. And I had 4 customers just this past week before I closed, come down with it. So.
And there's no stipulation in Ohio to what are the regulations? You could have stayed open in Nighttown.
I could have stayed open, yeah. So what we have is a stay-at-home advisory that has no teeth in it whatsoever. And especially here in the States, everything's so disjointed right now. You know, from the federal government on down, from Trump on down to our Republican governor of the state of Ohio. In the States, it really depends on what state you're in as to how they're going to handle the virus. And here it seems to me that they've decided that life is not as important as the almighty buck.
Wow.
You know,
and as you say, is it Mike DeWine, is the Republican Party governor. You repeat that again. You say there was 12,000 cases, new cases.
12. Yeah, we're averaging anywhere from 8,000 to 12,000 cases a day, and particularly coming up on Thanksgiving right now, when you're looking at the TV stations here,
The
airports are crowded. And this thing, all the doctors, my restaurant's basically on the campus of the largest medical campus in the United States, the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital. So I talk to a lot of the doctors there, many of, by the way, who are from Ireland. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me it's getting so bad down there that very soon we're going to have refrigerated trucks coming in from morgues again, like we did back in the spring, but this time on a far, far larger scale.
Wow. That's frightening. So tell us about this little good news story. It might inspire people in Ireland, but I don't know if they'd have that wealth. What happened, Brendan? The tip?
Yeah. So on Sunday, which was our last, I announced would be our last day for a while. I was sitting in there at the table with a good friend of mine, Shane Moore from Dublin. We were having lunch, and this fellow walked into the bar. He walked up and he ordered a pint of Stella beer, took a couple of sips of it, and asked for his check. And he saw me, I think, and he walked over to me and he put the check down in front of me, and he said, "There you go." He said, "Share that with your waitstaff. Merry Christmas. I'll see you at the other side of this." And I didn't have my glasses on. I kind of glanced down at it, and it looked like a $300 tip on a $7 beer.
Okay.
And then I put my reading glasses on, and it was a $3,000 tip on a $7 beer.
And it wasn't a mistake.
Well, I ran out the door. I actually ran out the door after him, Joe.
Okay.
And I questioned him, and he said, "No, no, what you see is what I meant.
Wow.
And just take care of yourselves." And so I walked back in, and I had 4 waiters working that day. And I said to the first one, I showed it to her, and she just point blank didn't believe it and walked away from me. And then the second one just started shaking and crying because, you know, all my staff, unfortunately, are going to be out of work now till I decide when to reopen again.
And
the
money was far, the money is to be shared between the whole lot. Have you many staff?
Well, he wanted to share it amongst the wait staff, of which there were 4 working that day. So they each got $750.
Oh, well done. Well done.
And but it was a funny aside to the story, because this story has gone viral across the world. I talked to a TV station in Tokyo and Calcutta yesterday and Melbourne, Australia. And I got a call from Stella Artois Beer.
Okay.
And they said, they said, "We don't care if this fellow wants to remain anonymous or not, but And the girl says, I'm not kidding here. She said, we want to send a truckload of beer to his house.
Wow.
So that's kind of funny.
That's probably worth more than $3,000, is it?
Oh, I would say so.
Well, that's fantastic. How long did you say you've been out there, Brendan?
Well, I came out here in 1984, Joe, to New York. I was a student in Ireland. I came for what I thought was going to be the summer. And as these things go, I met a girl whose dad was from Rathmines and whose mother was from Garton.
Yeah.
Fell in love and been here ever since. Moved to Cleveland about 20 years ago and took over Nighttown. And we're a fairly prominent jazz club in the jazz circle. We've had everyone from Stevie Wonder to John Legend to Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, Joe, as a kid growing up in Carsevine, my first cousin from Dublin used to come to visit all the time. We spent many summers together, and I think you know him. You know, your good friend Doc Savage.
Oh, go away, Doc. Of course we know Doc, great comedian, great friend.
Doc spent a lot of time in my house as a young lad growing up.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And do you still remember any of the guys? Because he says, how long ago was that, Brendan? 40 years ago?
45 years ago, I think.
Well done. That's great. Yeah. So Brendan, So what is the prospect now with the pandemic, with 12,000 cases, new cases a day in Ohio? What are people thinking? Are they hoping Joe Biden will get a handle on it? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now in the States, we're like a rudderless ship. No one knows what to do. There's 50 states, right? And they all are going a different direction. It's absolutely mad. Like, for instance, you know, I like to go to Pittsburgh a lot. It's only 100 miles down the road. But I can't go there if I'm from Ohio right now. I go to New York a lot. I can't go to New York if I'm from Ohio right now. But I can go to Kentucky if I want. But I can't go to... I can go to Florida. It's just all over the place. And the problem right now is that when we were closed in the lockdown back in March 15th,
mm-hmm.
I was also back then the first restaurant in Ohio to voluntarily close. And back then, we were getting about 200 cases a day in the state. And now with 12,000 cases in the state, we are not required to lock down. But they ask nicely, but they have no teeth. There's no repercussions. So I'm just taking the responsible approach in my place. And by the way, Joe, I've had many thousands of emails and hits on Facebook commending me on closing. From my customers. I think it'll all come back to us when we reopen, because people know that it's getting crazy. It really is.
But Donald Trump got a higher vote in Ohio than Joe Biden did.
I'm very embarrassed to say he beat Biden by 8 points in Ohio,
yeah.
Which befuddles the mind, because when you're in the cities in Ohio, like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, Joe Biden won handily. Once mm-hmm. you get out into the countryside in Ohio, it's a very red state, and it's a very, keep your guns, keep your hands off my guns kind of state. Very mm-hmm. conservative, whereas the cities are much more liberal, you know, where we live.
Okay. And Brendan, what are you hearing from Irish? You say there's Irish medics there. What are you hearing from them? Say about... elaborate, if you would, on what they're saying to you about the pandemic. And you mentioned freezer trucks and temporary morgues, which is frightening.
Well, I mean, if you've been watching it all, in the city of El Paso in Texas right now, they have freezer trucks lined up, and they're actually getting inmates out of the prisons to fill the trucks with bodies. Up here in Cleveland, down by the Cleveland Clinic, which is the complex, right now there are 5 freezer trucks. They're not being used yet, but they're on campus ready to roll.
Wow.
And yesterday, I was listening to the head doctor at the clinic at a news conference, and a reporter said to him, will you open up the convention center for an emergency hospital? And he looked at the reporter and he said, yeah, I'd love to do that. He said, but can you find some people to work it for me? Because the Cleveland Clinic alone, as of yesterday, had 925 of their staff out with COVID or quarantine. So there's plenty of beds right now, but there's not enough staff to... They're going to have to start making decisions on whose life is more important very soon. Much like they did in Italy back in the early days of the pandemic.
And Brendan, so as you say, the airports were thronged. Now, they say mm-hmm. it was half the numbers of last year, but still... that's a massive number for Thanksgiving. What's going to happen 2 weeks from Thursday, from tomorrow, 2 weeks from Thanksgiving?
There's zero doubt, and this is medical professionals are the ones saying it. I don't need to be the expert here. We are going to get a spike that's going to put the... Dr. Fauci said yesterday, what's going to happen 2-3 weeks after Thanksgiving is going to make your eyes water.
Oh, hopefully not.
I mean, I wish I was back in Ireland right now, Joe, I'll tell you the truth. I know, look, the lockdown's been very hard on people, but at least you guys over there are going to get some semblance of a Christmas where hopefully the news won't be bad on a daily basis. Where we're going to be just hammered with bad news now for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow. Stay safe, Brandon.
You
and your staff and your family. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got a good number of family over there in Ireland as well. My sister's in Limerick. My nephew Gavin Ring, the well-known tenor over there, lives up in Carlingford. And they're hunkering down like all you are.
But you're saying while Nighttown, you're shutting Nighttown down because that's your own decision. Other clubs and bars and restaurants can stay open.
Yes, they can. Although we've had a number of restaurants kind of following my lead over here and have started to close down voluntarily as well. But, you know, Joe, the thing is people are also voting with their feet. A lot of people, people are starting to really get this, take attention to this. And
yeah,
a lot of restaurants are pretty empty these days anyway.
Okay. Well, Brandon, stay safe. Well done and supporting your staff as well. I'm gobsmacked by those figures, and I know there's 6 million cases of COVID in the world now.
By the way, Joe, just as an aside, I go for my walk every morning at 8:30 in the morning here, and I put on the headphones and I listen to the show, and I got to tell you, it's like, I love listening to the show and I love listening to the voices. It just brings me back home every morning out my walk, so... Right.
Well, it's great to hear your voice on it on Liveline, Brandon, but sorry under these circumstances, and condolences to anyone that you know who has lost their life during this awful pandemic. Brandon, yourself. Stay safe. Slán go fóill, and we'll see you soon, please God. That's Brendan
Ring. All
right,
thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.